As I roved out to western lands to take the western air, I went into a revel hall and saw a twelfth knight there. But I was halted at the door by privy councillor, and told that I would have to leave my weapons at the door. As I, in my astonishment, stood hung on tenter pegs, a knight came in whose prowess hung down between his legs. The doorman grabbed a great sword, and he struck the knight full sore, and gave him a receipt. He left his weapon at the door. A bard was next whose goodly voice as entertained us all, but he too was prevented from entering the hall. When told he must refrain from taking weapons on the floor, he checked his voice and harp among the weapons at the door. A master entered graciously, a man we all know well, who holds a third Dan black belt, though this he'd never tell. It was a valiant struggle, the master cursed and swore, but he left his hands and feet behind as weapons at the door. The company was jovial, although a bit dismayed, for lack of proper cutlery down to the smallest blade. For even teeth and fingernails both can be used in war, were cut and pulled and left behind as weapons at the door. And has this king not loyal knights that he must be afraid of brawling in his hall of the assassin's bloody blade? The rights of men to carry arms at least we've not forswore, a pox on him who made the rule of weapons at the door.